It's on West Bridge Street, right across from Mountain T-Shirts and Catty Corner from Coney Island, this ice cream place. And it's basically open year-round, dawn to dusk. And we thought that the cat was getting a little lonely, you know, even though lots of people come and visit it. But we decided to build the Little Big Cat, or that's what we were calling it at first. And so we went in, me and Laura Anderson went into the high schools and talked to some of the art students there to get them involved. And one of the first classes we went to, they were like, well, maybe it won't be a little big cat. Maybe it needs a giant mouse. So, you know, right there from the start, it's wide open. That might have been Chelsea who's sitting here. She's getting ready. We're going to put up a giant teepee structure, and that will be the you know, skeleton of the mouse or cat, whatever it is. And then we will, I think instead of using, you know, it's going to be all lashed and no power tools. So really kind of using rope and inner bark of pine trees or just whatever, you know, makes good lashing. And we're going to kind of build and learn about triangulation and then who knows where it's going to go from there. So 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day this week, and then it will keep going through the summer depending on how much, you know, we get done. And then we'll have an opening in September.
So you're actually going to be, at the same time that you're building this work of art, you're going to be teaching the young people about art and about construction and about architecture.
Correct, or at least structural integrity. That will be, you know, what we hope. Christiana, who's here, she actually learned how to build chairs in school, so that's a good sign. If you know, if you can build a small wooden structure that can support your weight, you know, you're off to a good start. Some people, I say, are structurally challenged, like, you know, that, you know, they don't understand that a bowling ball can't be held up by a 2 foot long, you know, thin piece of wood. So yeah, so it's the balance of working with those concepts.
Well, that sounds like it's pretty exciting. And how many participants do you have in this?
Well, it's early on day one. Laura's tire fell off while she was in Rhode Island going 60 miles an hour. She's fine, so she's getting her tire put back on. So she's going to come in tomorrow. Right now it's myself and Chelsea and Christiana and hopefully Marsden, who donated the mummified the mummified cat that's in the museum, you know, that's up in the corner. He'll hopefully be showing up later. So yeah, so it's, you know, the numbers will be growing, and people, I guess, as they walk by will hopefully join in as they see what's going on.
Well, I think I'll come over there after the show and get on your nerve.
Great. Well, get on my nerves, and I will ride around. My nerves love riders.
Well, you know what? I know that you're working on this, and this is architectural, and this is your architectural side. But I have been telling the artist, the audience, about your musical side, and the fact that that you can play, you make an instrument just out of anything. You play, I want the audience to try to imagine this, but you play a suitcase on your head.
It was nice that you said I played Amazing Grace with the suitcase on my head, but actually I played Amazing Grace with a little horn I made out of some sumac parts.
Oh, that's
so
correct.
It was called
okay.
The sumaxophone.
That's right,
and
it was the sumaxophone.
Yeah, the sumaxophone. And then the suitcase on the head is a circuit bent instrument that has all the contacts around the wire that you, when you clamp the suitcase over your head, your neck activates the circuit bent, you know, reactors. And so it's really a nice instrument to make yourself look like a fool. And I think that's important with that phrase, dance like no one's watching. This is about making music like you don't care what people think of you. So.
I'm telling you, I enjoyed every single minute of it, and a part of what I do on this show is to talk about how music is music, no matter what it is. It's in your head. whether you're hitting on the side of a rock or whether you're playing an electric guitar. So I guess if the audience doesn't have radio television, they can't imagine it, but he does play very well music with a suitcase on his head. And a,
well, what?
And
I'll get, oh, sorry, go on.
And a guitar made of a 2x4, correct?
Correct, yeah, that's, you know, in New York City, you get tired of carrying a big guitar around, and people, I'm more into the prepared tabletop guitar playing kind of Fred Frith stuff, you know, and so I was like, let's just take a 3-foot cutoff, and then you can carry this thing around, and no one knows you're carrying an instrument around, and then no one expects you to play Carlos Santana covers, you know, and then you can just make the strange sounds and enjoy yourself. So I think there is a YouTube video I think Rob Hervey put up of the suitcase on my head, so maybe there's some way to Google that, you know, if they really want to see what that thing looks like, and hopefully, you know, the Sumaxophone, I'll be making one for everybody. It's like a trombone-style mouthpiece. It really, it's good for circular breathing. To, you know, that's what I enjoy most. I don't really necessarily enjoy the, you know, exact notes, but just, you know, rolling, you know, one-hit wonders, I like to say, you know. So, yes, much more on all that.
How many different instruments have you invented with various different types of materials? And what is the strangest type of material that you have made an instrument out of?
How many different types of materials, or how many different instruments?
How many different instruments, and what is the strangest thing that you've ever made an instrument from?
Well, you know, the Sumaxophone, I got the idea because if you don't buy metal taps for your maple trees, you can actually, they used to use the Sumac, and that's where the idea, it has a nice soft pith or core, and the strangest thing I made an instrument out of, I mean, I like the circuit bent toys that use light-sensitive, activators, and then you get a sound activated light chaser, like a disco thing that reacts to sound, and then that's, you know, blinking the lights that are reacting to the circuit bent toys that are reacting to the light, and then you get this nice loop where one thing is affecting the other, and when you're in the middle, and then I'm into multiplicity, like 20 of those circuit bent toys around 50 lights, you know, it turns into pure chaotic joy. So, you know, maybe that's it.
So, Matt, if somebody wants to enjoy your music, or do you make CDs that people can purchase, how can anybody get the pleasure I got on Saturday Before Last?
Well, the parent organization of this here radio station, Free 103, I'm a transmission artist, which means I use the electromagnetic spectrum to make sounds in any way possible. Everyone has a cell phone, so I'll be doing a cell phone piece at the book launch on the 23rd at the Spotty Dog of July. So that will be, you know, when you're making feedback with cell phones, that's a form of transmission art. So go to the 3103.9.org website, and you can find lots of sounds there. And, yeah, lots of CDs, you know, through mostly the 3103 people.
Okay, so through 3103.org.
That's 3103, F-R-E-E, the number 103, P-O-I-N-T, point, number 9.org. 3103.9.
3103.9. And that's how you can find out more about Matt. And I'm telling you, Matt is a trip. I like him. He put up with me.
Well, you were the life of the party. You were the best MC I've ever seen in my life, and we've got some duets to do, you know. You took that Amazing Grace and ran with it, and I can't wait to embellish that act.
Oh man, that's just old time. That's just old Southern church stuff, man.
It's the best.
You're not allowed to sit down in my mama's church unless you can sing Amazing Grace like that.
All right. Well, I'm gonna be practicing.
All right, so Matt, you're out there at the you're not at the actual cat now, are you?
Yes, I am. 21 West Bridge Street, right near Main Street, Catskill.
And the youth are invited, all youth from 10 to 18.
Yeah, or anybody, and we're just, we're just going to be lashing sticks together, making this teepee look like a giant mouse, potentially, so maybe there'll be a big block of cheese when they come by next.
All right, so folks, if you want to help Matt get a mouse for the cat, that's where he is. Matt Boer, artist, architect, and musician of Strange Instruments. Matt Boer, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
On the WGXE Live Line.